OpNav Manual 5215.1, Navy Directives Management Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Retain and dispose of directive case files following the guidance contained in which publication? SecNav Manual 5210.1. 2. File instructions according to their standard subject identification code number along with which other number? Consecutive point number. 3. Notices should be filed separate from instructions by their standard subject identification code along with what else? Cancellation date. 4. Maintain classified directives in separate files from unclassified directives and safeguard per DoD Manual 5200.01 Volume 3, DoD Information Security Program, Protection of Classified Information, Enclosure 3 of February 2012, and which other publication? SecNav Manual 5510.36. 5. Which type of notice can be used in conjunction with a consolidated list on the command's official directives repository website to cancel a directive not superseded by a revision? 5215 Notice. Chapter 2. 1. Which publication contains the definition and description of a letter type instruction? SecNav Manual 5215.1. 2. Letter type instruction will automatically be canceled on which anniversary date unless it meets specific conditions? 5th. 3. Which publication should be referred to regarding the age requirement for Navy instructions, their cancellations and revisions, exceptions to the age requirement, and extension requests to instructions? OpNav Instruction 5215.17 Alpha. 4. Which size should the font size be for the address in a letter type instruction? 8. 5. Which size should the font size be for the Department of the Navy above the address in a letter type instruction? 10. 6. Which paragraph of an instruction must state the purpose of the instruction? 1st. 7. How many inches should the footer margin be on a letter type instruction? 1/2 inch. 8. How many full lines of text at the top and bottom of each page should there be whenever possible? 2. 9. How many inches should the header margin be on a letter type instruction? 1 inch. 10. Which paragraph of an instruction must contain the statement of cancellation or suppression when the instruction cancels or supersedes, or both, another directive or other document where applicable? 2nd. 11. What is the only authorized font for Navy directives? Times New Roman. 12. How many spaces always follow a period and a colon in an instruction? 2. 13. How many spaces always follow end, right, parentheses, and a semicolon in an instruction? 1. 14. Which paragraph is a CNO requirement and should read similar to records created as a result of this instruction, regardless of media and format, must be managed per Secretary of the Navy Manual 5210.1 of January 2012? Records Management. 15. Which paragraph of an instruction is required and discusses the review and effective date? 5th. Chapter 3. 1. What is a directive that has a one-time or brief nature, contains a self-canceling provision, and has the same force and effect as an instruction? Notice. 2. A notice usually remains in effect for less than how many months? 6. 3. A notice is not permitted to remain in effect for longer than how many years? 1. 4. Who determines the date on which a notice is canceled? Sponsor. 5. Which day of the month is a notice always canceled on, which is not cited on the notice? Last. 6. Which paragraph of a notice is the cancellation paragraph? 2nd. 7. What is the last paragraph of a notice, unless there is a cancellation contingency paragraph? Forms or Information Management Control. 8. Which paragraph is only used in notices? Cancellation contingency. 9. How many inches should the notice header be when using e-letterhead? Half inch. 10. How many inches should the general page margins be for the top, bottom, left, and right of the notice? 1 inch. 11. Which paragraph of a notice must state the purpose of the notice? First. 12. The name in the notice signature block must be in all caps per which publication? SECNAV Manual 5216.5. Chapter 4. 1. What are used to issue minor changes to instructions? Change transmittals. 2. Change transmittals are used to issue minor changes to instructions. A minor change is considered less than 1% of total pages affected of the current instruction. 25%. 3. Instructions cannot exceed how many change transmittals in a 5-year period. 5. 4. When a change transmittal contains revised or additional pages to an instruction, it must forward the changed pages to all addressees holding the basic instruction. Are pen and ink changes allowed? No. 5. When the first page of an instruction is changed, the date of the change must be shown in the upper right margin, how many spaces above the identification symbols of the basic instruction? 2. 6. Records created as a result of this change transmittal, regardless of media or format, must be managed per which publication? SECNAV Manual 5210.1. Chapter 5. 1. Which type of instruction is an instruction whose size and content is best suited to a format used for instructions consisting of parts, chapters, or sections? Manual. 2. Which type of directives are no longer accepted by the Navy? Publication. 3. The cover letter of a manual type instruction must follow the format for which type of instructions? Letter. 4. The cover letter of a manual type instruction can't exceed how many pages? 2. 5. What contained material which supports the instruction but is not readily incorporated into the text of an instruction? Appendices. 6. How many inches should the header margin be on the cover page for manual type instructions? 1 inch. 7. Page number are centered in the footer at a margin of how many inches for manual type instructions? Half inch. Chapter 6. 1. Which type of directive is a directive issued jointly by two or more Navy or Department of Defense authorities? Joint. 2. An intra-Navy directive is issued by up to how many components of the Navy? 3. 3. Which type of directive is jointly issued by the Navy and one or more of the other military services? Inter-service. 4. Joint directives must be sponsored at a higher echelon level if it is issued by how many or more Navy components? 4. Chapter 7. 1. What must intra-message, example, NAVADMINS, changes be coordinated with to ensure that the case file and master set of instructions are updated? Directives control point. 2. Interim message changes may be issued to instructions when information changing the basic instruction must be issued urgently. Changes must then be followed by an official change transmittal or revision to the basic instruction submitted to the directives control point, command or activities directives manager, for signature clearance within how many days of the message? 90. 3. What are interim message changes issued through? Navy Interface for Command Email, NICE. 4. What must the first paragraph of an interim message change be titled? Purpose. 5. What is the very last paragraph of the interim change message? Released by. 6. Which type of requirements are procedures to afford messages not only the protection of a security classification, but limit distribution of these through the use of special handling designators and special handling designations? Special handling. 7. Special handling designators are special characters that are to be placed in which format line alongside the classification codes to facilitate the electronic handling of these messages. 4. Chapter 8. 1. Top secret, along with which other type of material, cannot be issued through the Navy Directives Management Program. Communication Security, COMSEC. 2. DoD Manual 5200.01, DoD Information Security Program, Volumes 1 through 4 of February 2012, SecNav Manual 5510.36 of June 2006, and which other publication contains specific guidance for the issuance of classified and sensitive information, and it is essential that the sponsor complies with these issuances. SecNav Instruction 5510.36 Alpha. 3. Can change transmittals be used to upgrade or downgrade classified instructions? No. 4. All classified and sensitive directives must undergo a review by the originator's and sponsor's security coordinator, along with which other command officer? Security officer. Chapter 9. 1. How many inches should the margins be for the general page on directives for the top, left, right, and bottom margins? 1 inch. 2. How many inches should the directive header be for the first page if using an electronic letterhead? 1/2 inch. 3. How many spaces always follows periods and colons in directives? 2. 4. How many spaces always follow semicolons, commas, and right and parentheses in directives? 1. 5. Which date format must be followed for the dates of Navy directives? Abbreviated. 6. A minimum of how many full lines of text is required prior to the signature block on directives? 2. 7. For revisions or reissuances of instructions, use the next available alphabetical suffix. Which letters should not be used? I and O, India and Oscar. 8. How many lines below the date of the identification symbols at the left margin on directives is the designation line located? 2. 9. The subjects of directives are written in all capitalizations. The subject should be descriptive but concise, try to use how many words or less, and must not contain any acronyms. Acronyms must first be identified within the body of the text. 10. What is always the first paragraph and must state merely the purpose of the directive which tells why the directive is being issued? Purpose. 11. At least how many lines of the purpose paragraph must be on the first page of the directive letterhead page? 2. 12. All Navy directives must include a records management paragraph to ensure any records created as a result of the directive follow the appropriate record schedule as outlined by what? National Archives and Records Administration, November Alpha, Romeo Alpha. 13. What is the Review of Instruction Form Number? OPNAV 5215/40. 14. Which optional paragraph summarizes the history of the inception of the directive and may also give a description of each of the references? Background. 15. Which optional paragraph explains the justification for the existence of the directive? Discussion. 16. How many blank lines between the end of the body text and the signature block are there on directives? 3. 17. How many blank lines are there between the signature block and the releasability and distribution block on directives? 1. 18. How must Navy directives be written? Third person. 19. What would be the proper way to write out website in Navy directives? Capital W E B space S I T E web site. 20. Are footnotes allowed in Navy directives? No. Chapter 10. 1. What are not required in directives? References. 2. What are not allowed when identifying references? Series. 3. Can a document be both a reference and an enclosure of the same directive? No. 4. At least how many lines of the purpose paragraph must be on the letterhead page of all Navy directives? 2. 5. What would be an example of how public laws must be cited in directives? Public Law 114-1. 6. What would be a proper citation example of Navy tactics, techniques, and procedures, November Tango, Romeo Papas, and Navy Warfare Publications? November Tango Romeo Papa 1-02 of April 2016. 7. What would be a proper citation example of DoD manuals issued from 2007 to present? DoD Manual 1234.56, Subject, Date. Chapter 11. 1. Are enclosures required in directives? No. 2. What must all enclosures have? Title. 3. Per which publication is an existing standalone document owned by another Navy organization or another service as an enclosure not allowed? SECNAV Manual 5216.5. Chapter 12. 1. Which publication states that established abbreviations are acceptable in all but the most formal writing, example directives, where every abbreviation and acronym must be identified no matter how well known? SECNAV Manual 5216.5. 2. Per the Plain Writing Act of 2010, consider limiting use of acronyms if they are used infrequently. Consider not using an acronym if it is not cited more than how many times throughout the directive. 3. 3. Are acronyms allowed in the subjects of directives? No. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.